You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by N. Madhavan. A sizzling heat wave is stretching India's power infrastructure. In fact, the power deficit in June is projected to be the highest in 14 years. Mint looks at the factors causing it, steps the government has taken, and whether a crisis can be avoided this time around. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. Is India heading for a power crisis? It appears so. If electricity demand and supply projections are to be believed, it is estimated that the power deficit, that's the gap between electricity demand and availability, at nighttime in June is likely to be the widest since June 2010. The demand is pegged at 235 gigawatts, while the supply is projected at 221 gigawatts, leaving a gap of 14 gigawatts. On the 18th of May, the peak power demand for this summer season touched 229.60 gigawatts, and this is expected to increase further. Indeed, the India Meteorological Department expects the severe heat wave conditions to continue for a few more weeks. Why isn't supply keeping up? The reasons are familiar: delayed projects and poor storage levels in reservoirs. Coal-fired power projects with a capacity to produce 3.6 gigawatts of power, which were scheduled to go on stream in March this year, have been delayed. Hydropower generation has fallen steeply to the lowest level in four decades due to low water levels in reservoirs. That apart, renewable energy output has been flat and has not compensated for the shortfall from other sources of electricity. What has made things worse is the above normal maximum temperature, which will ease only after the onset of the southwest monsoon. Isn't this crisis an annual affair? India suffers from power shutdowns every summer. What is new this time is the nighttime power shortage. In the past, the daytime power deficit was the norm due to strong industrial demand. With the setting up of solar capacity, which grew 4x in the past 5 years, daytime demand has been met. In the absence of this power source, the nighttime deficit remains unbridged. What steps has the government taken? The center has deferred planned maintenance of power plants, restarted 5 coal-fired units idling for inefficient operations, and invoked a 21-year-old emergency provision to allow imported coal-fired and gas-based power plants to operate at full capacity. It has asked all thermal power plants to work at full capacity. Thankfully, there is no shortage of coal stocks at power plants. All of them have adequate stocks to ramp up power generation. The government has also fast-tracked completion of delayed power projects. Can power demand be better managed? As a growing economy, India's power demand will continue to increase rapidly. Capacity additions have to be planned and executed in a time-bound manner. Having some buffer capacity will help. As India focuses on renewable energy, especially solar, it needs to look at battery storage options. That will help store solar power for nighttime use. The country's power mix should also have a right balance of thermal, gas-based power and renewable energy to manage sudden demand spikes better. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.